riders fall down on AstroTurf and rodeo riders fall down in nice, soft dirt or cow manure. But boy, when you fall off of this motorcycle at 60 or 70 or 80 miles an hour on the asphalt, there's nothing in the world that compares with it. It's just murder on your body. It tears you to pieces.
Evel Knievel discusses the potential consequences of his stunt riding on a video playing inside of the Route 66 Vintage Iron Museum. Located in downtown Miami, Oklahoma, the museum contains all manner of vintage motorcycle memorabilia. Manager Chris Martin explains that the owner, Tony Holden, started the museum in May of 2006.
He just wanted to do something for Miami. He's from here originally. He's based out of Tulsa now. He's a boxing promoter and does country music concerts and stuff like that. And he just wanted to do something for his town. And he kind of had some bikes in this room, and it showed out to the street. And then he just came up with the idea of doing a store and expanding a museum.
Attached to a gift shop, the museum itself spans three rooms. The museum contains all sorts of mementos, including vintage helmets, photographs, old oil cans, and a gas pump. Martin says they collect items from flea markets and auctions, and sometimes people even bring the items to them to donate or sell. The museum houses a variety of different types of motorcycles.
This is an AJS. It's a British bike from the 40s. You know, that's a Harley. The military bike is. Those are Pentons. They're U.S.-built bikes. Norton, Bultaco, Suzuki. So, yeah, and there's Triumphs over there. So, yeah, we got all kinds.
The museum's back room is dedicated to the history of Indian motorcycles, which were first manufactured in Springfield, Massachusetts, at the turn of the 20th century. In the front room, visitors can peruse the Evel Knievel collection.
Everything came from either Evel or his family. Tony was real good friends with Evel. He had Evel out here the very first bike run back in 2005. He had Evel out here at the casino. So real good friends with him. And he died in 2007, Evel did. And so everything came from the family or Evel himself.
The collection includes newspaper articles, a plaque, a Chuckles candy shirt, a letter from Bob Hope's wife, x-rays, and, of course, the Supervan.
This was his super van that he used at the Snake River Canyon jump back in the mid-70s. It's got its own Topps trading card. That's what the trading card looks like. I mean, it was in the Topps set. And that's kind of, you know, those are the pictures of what the van looked like in its heyday. And it hasn't been touched. The vinyls have been pulled off. We're going to put those back on. We didn't pull them off. This is how we got it, so.
Tucked away on a wall behind the van is a more surprising find, a collection of Evel Knievel's art.
He was an artist. Those are his childhood drawings back when he was 10, 12, 14 years old. He drew these. And he wanted us to have them, he told his wife. So that's how we ended up with them. He was a really good artist. And then later on, he did these paintings. And we've actually got he did 20 of them. We've actually got all 20 of them. We just yet to get them all out.
The front room also contains a Steve McQueen collection. The section of the museum dedicated to the actor and racer includes some furniture, trophies, photographs, and jackets. Martin explains they also used to own a Steve McQueen bike, but they sold it.
The selling of the McQueen bike was probably interesting because we set a world record for that.
So. Really?
Mm-hmm.
What happened there?
Well, that's how we kind of started the place, and so we just took it to Bonhams and Butterfields out in Monterey, California, and sold it at an auction. Sold for $144,000. The bike's probably legitimately worth $6,000 or $8,000, but since it was Steve McQueen's, it was worth that much. So that was pretty interesting to sell that. It was fun.
Bonhams and Butterfields is an auction house whose origins date back to the late 18th century in London. Many of the museum's motorcycles are available for purchase, so Martin says they often have to go to auctions such as Bonhams and Butterfields to find other bikes to replace them.
We just like to rotate. It's just fun to get different bikes. And plus, for our area, it just helps when people come through a year later to see different stuff, you know. So we always had that thought in our minds, just not to bore them with the same things over and over and over. Change it up. And we're totally different. We look totally different than we looked a year ago.
An old Harley is one of the museum's bikes that is not for sale.
This is the oldest bike in the museum. It's a 1917 Harley. It's actually the only one we don't own. It's on loan, so. It's been on loan since the beginning, so a guy down at Bernice found it in the field and restored it and wanted to display it, and so we've had it ever since.
Martin says visitors include many local as well as foreign bike enthusiasts. He explains that several international visitors traveling along the route stop in the museum. Within a week's time, he was expecting tours from Denmark and the Netherlands. For some international travelers, getting to drive across Route 66 is an important trip for them to take.
These people save for a lifetime. You know, we just had one a few weeks ago. He was from Great Britain. He had terminal cancer, and he sold everything he had to come on his trip of a lifetime and ride 66. He only had 3 months to live when he came through here, and he sold everything he had. He said once I told him he only had 3 months, he was going to go on a trip of a lifetime, and he considered Route 66 that trip. It's amazing what they think, you know, especially in some of those countries, are beautiful countries, and they all want to ride Route 66. So it's neat.
Admission to the museum is free, but donations are accepted. More information is available at Route66VintageIron.com.